So he had to deny himself down, keep himself isolated and clean, without any nourishment from other body, and also from other source of food which is not perfect. Actually deny himself and live in a condition of isolation and pray, whatever the kind of thing is praying they use. So fasting is the only word I can use. So he was, whenever a person wants to develop a certain skill, a certain power, he must back into the fasting, back into the wilderness. And if he cannot succeed at the first time, he must go back again. If he cannot succeed the second time, he must approach the elders to get their advice. Once he get the advice from the elder, then he should apply it for himself, and he should follow the instruction, which will finally give him the power and to achieve what he's seeking for. So it is always telling us that in these stories, the elder, a person that lived longer and many years on earth, have a knowledge more experience, understand more mysteries in life. And we have unwritten law in our culture, which says, respect your parents and your elders. If you so, you shall live to be white-haired. That's what they call it. It is not from the Bible. It is from our ancestors who have said it. So it is in the Bible, Jewish Bible. It says, respect thy parents so you want to live long. So anyway, it's a very similarity. Anyway, to go back to this person who developed some such certain power, he must continuously fast and find the place particularly where he thinks is most achievable. We must understand this. I'm sure we could see the facts from our other people's history. Whenever a person seeks spiritual connection, or whenever a person wants to achieve spiritual powers, usually look for the higher ground. Every religion, major religion there is, we always associate the spiritual part on the hill, on the mountain, on the high ground. Nobody ever goes to underground. We don't hear the church that goes underground in order to achieve its prayers. Well, our ancestors are the same. When they want to fast and develop something, they would go into the higher ground, sometimes into a very thick and inaccessible place, to extremes. Some people would so well go into where there's no one can go, no animal can go out even, so they can be totally isolated. Some people go into the higher ground, where not too many animals want to live, except for some caribous who want to get away from the flies. So anyway, so that's the way they were doing. And they also believed that the higher ground you went, the easier to access to the spirit world. Because they believe up there in the atmosphere, that's where the power lies, because that's where they see this power of thunder. And the thunderbird, that's another story. So anyway, that is why I said our ancestors' cultural makeup was 50% spiritual and 50% physical. Sometimes much more spiritual than physical. The more spiritual power you have, the less physical strength you would need, but you must have a good health before, when you develop these things, because you're going to severely punish your body when you try to achieve these things. Denying yourself will be the thing for you to try. But in those days, during those days when our ancestors practiced this thing, it was the only thing they have that have connection with the Great Spirit.